This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
I mean, if we're going to start talking about, 21-11 with crap around you and no line, you know, that's badass, dude. Just to remind you, because, we do our homework here on the show. The difference is, let's see, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, right? Peyton had 28 interceptions his rookie year. Drew Brees had 16 interceptions his rookie year. 11 through his first rookie year, not bad. And let me tell you something. Last week, I was getting pissed at the, because I've gotten pissed at the overreaction of Tua, the overreaction of the front office, the overreaction on Jalen Phillips, on whoever, Jalen Waddle, you name it, all these other young guys that you people think that they're supposed to be Pro Bowlers the second they step on the field. And before you know it, if Jalen Phillips ends up with 10 sacks, he might even end up making the Pro Bowl as a rookie. He won't, but I'm just saying, it's just funny that after complaining so much about Jalen Phillips, there he is. And you look at what's going on with Tua, okay? And here's a kid that has very little around him, yet he finds a way to be productive and win games. He wins more games than he loses. He throws almost 2-1 in touchdowns to interceptions. And this week, I was getting pissed off at, the stupid throw. So he's made a few mistakes. He's a rookie. What were you guys going to do to Peyton Manning right now if he threw 28, I think it was? What was it? 28 interceptions. So what are you going to call him? What's above stupid? What are you going to call him? What are you going to call Peyton Manning, a vegetable? That's the overreaction. Like, we expect a rookie quarterback to come in and also play completely clean? No. The only way I'm going to accept Tua is if he throws 21 touchdowns and maybe one or two interceptions. That's how I think he'll have a good 16 games. Too much overreaction. That's been the problem with a lot of you out there. You don't give people time to develop. And by the way, there's a grading curve for the Miami Dolphins. When you have a bad coaching staff, you got to give players even longer time to develop. They got to overcome bad coaching. Do you know how hard that is? For half the season, your head coach didn't want to run the defense that was successful for him for 2 years. Then all of a sudden he changed. That's coaching. What more do you need? That's coaching. Austin Jackson's played his best football at guard. It took you 2 years to decide to move him. That's coaching. What we have to do is commend Van Ginkle and Nick Needham and commend Jalen Waddle and commend Tua and Gesicki. That's what we have to do. Commend them for actually overcoming considering what's around them. And I'm talking about the coaches.